Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store helping Cedric Weehunt make a purchase.
Well, hurry up, Cedric. Pick out the school tablet you want, or you're going to be late to school yourself.
Well, let me see all the different givers you got on them again now.
Cedric, I showed you all of them 100 or 1,000 times. Why don't you just take that in there with the picture of the Indian on it? That's all that's good.
Well, I've had two of them Indian givers so far this year, and I don't believe you can do problems very good in them kind of tablets.
That big chaff is awful popular.
I'm feared I'm getting in a rut. I want something different this time.
Well, I don't see why it makes no difference, Cedric. What you want them for is the writing paper that's on the inside of them.
Well, kivers are importance, Mr. Abner.
Oh, Lord me alive. Well, here, take that one with the picture of the bears in Yosemite Natural Park there.
Well, I don't know. Wish Mr. Lum was here to help me pick one out.
Well, he ain't here yet, Cedric. And I don't know when he will be, neither. Foster Childers and his family moved in with Lum yesterday, you know.
They did?
Yeah, they're living over there now.
Little Caldwell and the twins and all of them?
The whole family. They couldn't find no other place to live, so Lum taking them in with him. And I reckon they're more likely still moving furniture around or something. You know how particular Lum's always been about his place, had all the furniture sitting in the same place for years.
He must not be very particular having them over there.
Well, I know Miss Childers being a woman, she's going to move every piece of furniture in the house when she gets over here. Well, here, Cedric, how about this tablet with the picture of this Indian girl standing up in a canoe there?
No, I don't want that one.
Well, why not? I think that's awful pretty there. Look at them beads around her head.
That's so silly, her standing up in a boat that way. I just keep worrying for fear she's going to tip over.
It's just a picture, Cedric. Now, hurry up and pick one up. I can't stand here all day long. I've got work to do. You've been here an hour and a half, Cedric.
Well, sit down, ma'am. I don't want to rush into this. I want to be sure and get the right picture. Don't forget, I've got to live with this tablet.
How about that and with that Indian there with his hand up to his eyes looking for his horse and he's sitting on it all the time?
No, I don't like that one.
That's awful pretty. The end of the trail.
Duty Bates has got one of them.
He has, huh?
Let's see now. You ain't got any of them with the movie stars on them, huh?
No.
That's what I'd really like to have. I'd like to have one of Roy Rogers on there.
Roy Rogers?
Yes, boy.
Well,
he's my hero.
He is, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good, all right. Yeah, he's got a show going on the radio, I believe it is. Starts Saturday night.
Sure enough,
yeah.
I want to be sure to listen to that.
Reading about it in the paper this morning. A Saturday night roundup, I believe it's called.
Who are they going to round up?
I don't know, Cedric. I just seen it in the paper. I just can't wait to hear it, though.
Who all else is going to be on this?
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of them that's going to be on there. I don't know who all. Gabby Hayes is going to be on there for one, and Pat Buttram.
No, old silly Pat Buttram.
That country feller, you know. He's a country.
He's
one
the ignorantest feller I ever seen.
Yeah, that feller's a hillbilly, I believe. Yeah, he's country. There ain't no doubts about it, Cedric. But I ain't got time to talk to you. Now, hurry up. Which one do you want, Cedric?
Ain't got none of Lana Turner on there.
No.
Or Lassie.
They're all gone, Cedric. Special
no.
Lassie.
No, she's come home.
Who?
Lassie.
Well, we never come to this store.
I don't know.
No, well, we ain't got none, Cedric. Now, just go ahead now. Pick out what you want.
Well, let's see now. Wait a minute. There comes Mr. Lum. Goody, now he can help me.
Yeah, for the land's sakes, I'll sure be glad to let him help you. I can't seem to do no good with you.
I kind of favor that one with the buffalo on it. Sort of reminds me of my Uncle Dave.
Yeah. Morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner. Ain't you supposed to be in school, Cedric?
No.
He's taking up books as I come past there.
He can't decide what kind of a quiver he wants on his writing tablet, Lum.
What do you say, Mr. Lum, the buffalo or the northern lights?
Well, I don't know, Cedric.
I believe I'll take Uncle Dave, the buffalo.
Well, good, good. Here you are. That's a nickel, Cedric.
Yeah.
Cash.
There you are.
Oh,
thanks for helping me, Mr. Lum.
Oh, that's all right, Cedric.
Better hurry now. You won't even get there for recess.
Yes, Mom. Well, I'll see you after school.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Hold it. I wish that boy'd trade summers else. It ain't worth it.
Grannies.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Lom?
I'm wore to a frazzle.
Well, you look just plumb wore out.
Wore to a frazzle.
What's the matter? What's happened to you now? You look just plumb wore out.
Hey, you'd look wore out, too, if you'd have been through all I have. Can that young'un kick?
Why, what young'un?
Little Caldwell.
Oh.
That kid's got the sharpest heels I ever seen on a human.
Did he kick you?
All night long.
Ah.
Me and him are sleeping together, you know.
Well?
On the Davenport in the parlor.
Well, what are you sleeping out there for? Why don't you sleep in your bed?
Because Mr. and Miss Childers might object.
Ah.
That's where they're sleeping.
Did they take your room? How come you to give them that, Long?
I never give it to them. Everybody started to go to bed, and somehow or other, I wound up on the Davenport with little Caldwell.
Well, you ought to be faster on your feet, man. Where'd the twins sleep?
On the Davenport. Down at the foot end.
Oh, my goodness.
My granny, that arrangement has got to be changed, too. I can't sleep all doubled up that way. I've got a whole team of Charlie horses in each leg.
Well, why didn't you straighten out your legs? That Davenport's long.
Every time I did, I'd shove one of the twins out on the floor.
Oh.
And I'd have to get up and put them back in bed again.
Hmm. Couldn't they even get back in by themselves?
They never even woke up.
Well, why didn't you just leave them there? No, I reckon that wouldn't be the thing to do. Liable catch a pneumonia. Why didn't they sleep in with their mom and papa?
Well, Miss Chowder said they couldn't do that. She said that the twins general had screaming fits or nightmares during the night, and it bothers their papa.
Screaming fits?
That's what she said.
Did they have any last night?
Yes.
Oh.
All night.
Hmm.
Like they shattered the window panes.
They had them, huh?
Yeah, of course, I don't see how they'd even bother Foster. I don't see how he could even hear them above that racket he makes.
Does he have screaming fits, too?
No, but there is the snoringest one humming that ever pulled on a nightshirt.
Log cutter, huh?
Oh, he really saws it. I thought he was strangling there a couple of times.
Yeah, well, I'll hear it. He's pretty good at that snoring.
Oh,
yeah.
I can hear him clean through the walls.
Yeah, well, your walls ain't so thick, Lom.
No, it might not have been so bad, but Miss Childers is quite a hand at snoring herself. Offbeat.
Offbeat.
Oh, yeah. I laid there for hours, hoping and praying she'd either speed up or slow down. It's enough to drive a man stark raving mad, crazy, insane.
Yeah. Looks like she'd get on beat. Or to snore 8 to the knock, anyway. You must not have got no sleep at all, Lom.
Much sleep? I didn't get none. Every time things had kind of quiet down, little Caldwell let me have it again. Drive them heels in right in my stomach. And that'd make me straighten out, and wham, there'd go the twins on the floor again.
Well?
Take me about 5 minutes before I could get my breath back to where I could get out and put them back in again. Oh, me. Abner, have we got any rope around the store?
Rope? Now, Lom, you can't do that to yourself.
I don't want it for me. I want it for little Caldwell.
Lom, you can get thrown in a penitentiary for such as that.
I ain't going to hang him.
Oh?
Just going to tie his feet together so he can't kick me so much. You ought to see the black and blue marks I've got.
Well, if that's all you want it for, that's different, sure. You might tie the twins in bed, too, with it.
Oh, I've got to get something to tie his feet together. You know anybody that's got any of them kicking straps they use when they milk cows?
Hobbles?
Yeah.
I think we got one over at the place. Yeah, that worked good. Yes, sir, it's a good idea. I'll bring that down at noon when I go home. And what can you do about that snoring now? Let's see.
Nothing you can do about that except move to China.
Oh?
Abner, this can't go on no longer. I've got to do something about it.
Well, what are you aiming on doing?
I don't know. One thing I ought to do is lawsuit that dad blame Widder Cobb. She was the one that got me into this. Trapped me into it.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't have, though, if you hadn't been trying to trap her into it, Lom.
Well, that's different. She didn't have no right to turn the tables on me that way. I was the one that got the idea first.
Yeah, well, they would have wrecked that nice place of hers, Lom.
Well, what about my place?
Well, on yours, my body won't be able to tell it's easy.
I don't know about that. That place of mine ain't so bad. Leastways, it wasn't up until yesterday. How would you like it if a whole batch of... Wait a minute. How about letting them move in with you for a while, Abner?
With us?
Hey, you've got that attic you could fix up for them.
No, Lom. There ain't no floor up there. They'd fall right through that thing.
Well, just take some of them.
No. We just ain't got no room at all.
Well, just take little Caldwell.
Caldwell? Oh, Lom, I'd rather have all the rest of them than him.
I don't believe I'd wish that off on you, no way. Well, you could at least take care of that pet pig of theirs.
Is he over there with them?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Where did he sleep?
On the Davenport.
Now, law, don't tell me you stood for that now.
Well, he's the nicest one of the bunch.
Huh?
I never objected to him.
But you can't sleep up there, three young'uns and a 350-pound show, Long.
Well, he's the best-behaved young'un they got.
Well, do as you like. It's your business. I reckon you'll get along with him all right. Birds of a feather, you know.
I've got to do something, though. I can't turn him out because there just ain't no place for him to go.
Well, I know there ain't a vacant house in the whole town.
But I'm telling you, Abner, I just can't put up with this much longer.
No.
I'd build him a brand new house to get him out of there.
Yeah. Well, let's see, what can you do now?
Wait a minute.
I might wake the hogs.
What did I say? Did you hear what I said?
No, I don't believe I did.
Grannies, that's what I'll do. I'll build him a house.
Build him a house? Well, how in the world are you going to do that?
I don't know, but if that's the only way I can get away from little Caldwell, I'll do it.
Now, where do you think you're going to get the lumber?
Lumber?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, but Grannies, the Childers is going to have a new house if I have to gnaw the trees down myself like a beaver.
Lum Edwards becomes the building tycoon of Pine Ridge. Don't miss our next episode and hear Mr. Edwards' imitation of a beaver.